复活的主日。
And so for Christians, it's so important because it's the day that Jesus Christ raised from the dead.
因为对于基督徒来讲，主耶稣从死里复活是非常重要的事情。
And what's important about this is because not only did Jesus die for our sins, but he raised up to show that he defeated our sins and death.
因为耶稣不仅仅为我们死在十字架上，他还为我们复活，他战胜了死权。
But you know what? This sermon is actually dealing with what happens after.
但是今天我们要讲的是这之后要怎么样。
So I know that everybody knows the story about how Jesus died, and then there were three days of mourning, and then Jesus rose from the dead early in the morning.
大家都知道耶稣在十字架上受死，然后三天以后复活。
But after Jesus raises from the dead, his disciples don't really know yet.
但是耶稣在复活以后，他的门徒还并不知道。
And so there's a period of time when the disciples have to choose kind of how they live their life, knowing that Jesus is quote-unquote dead.
所以耶稣的门徒，他们还要有一段时间来适应，来思考自己在耶稣死后要怎么样。
And then afterward, when they find out that Jesus is raised from the dead, they then have to decide how to live their life knowing that Jesus is alive.
然后他们知道耶稣复活了以后，他们要再次的思考他们如何度过余生。
And so today we're going to talk about what it means to be a Christian and how do we know this from a passage of scripture.
所以今天我们就要讲的是，作为一个基督徒，我们要怎么样？因为耶稣基督已经为我们复活了。
And so I'm going to read a passage of scripture and then we're going to pray.
我们先来读今天的经文，然后祷告。
And so the passage of scripture comes from Matthew chapter 7.
今天的经文来自马太福音第七章。
And we're actually going to start from verse 16 and we're going to read to verse, let's say, 23.
我们从十六节读到二十三节。
And so we'll first read it in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文，再读中文。
So I'm going to start reading. Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, and the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
马太福音第七章十六节，凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？离机里岂能摘无花果呢？这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
So let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for this time.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你给我们这段时间。
We put this time into your hands so that we would know a little bit more about you.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手上，求你带领我们用这段时间来更深刻地认识你。
We pray that you would use your scripture to warn us and also to comfort us.
求你用你的经文的话语来警告我们，也来安慰我们。
So that we would know how to live more like you.
让我们知道如何才能活得更像你。
God, we pray that your word would pierce deeply into our hearts.
主啊，求你的话语在我们心里扎根。
That you would stir up our spirits.
求你让我们的灵里面能够兴奋。
So that we would be able to just live life giving you all the glory and all the honor.
让我们愿意用我们的生命来荣耀你的名。
We give you all the praise and all the glory.
一切荣耀赞美归于你。
And we put this time into your hands.
把以下时间交给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen. So, you might be wondering why we're talking about this passage, right?
你可能奇怪，我们为什么要读这段经文呢？
Because this passage is actually, the context of the passage is dealing with false prophets.
这个上下文讲的是假先知。
But the idea of the tree bearing good fruit and tree bearing bad fruit is actually very important for Christians.
但是像这个好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子，这个是对基督徒非常的重要。
Because if you think about the Easter story,
如果我们讲到复活节，
you realize that after Jesus raised from the dead, he meets with his disciples and a bunch of followers.
耶稣复活以后，他去见了他的门徒。
And what he does is that he teaches them for a certain short period of time.
并且在很短的一段时间里面也给他们证道。
And then after that, what he does is that he goes on a hill.
然后他就上到山上。
And in front of a bunch of believers,
在他的信徒面前,
he ascends into heaven.
他升到天上去了。
And then Jesus is no longer physically on earth.
这之后主耶稣他的肉身就不在地上了。
And what we have to deal with now is that we're in the same position as those disciples who saw him and that he was all of a sudden not on earth anymore.
我们就像他的这些门徒一样，我们见过他，但是呢，他又不在地球上了。
And so as time passes, these disciples have to realize how are we to live? What are we supposed to do in order to show that we are Christians?
那么随着时间的流逝，他的门徒不得不思考这样一个问题，就是说我们怎样生活才能让世人知道我们是耶稣的门徒。
Because you can't just go ask Jesus, do you know this disciple?
因为人们不能去找耶稣问说，主啊，你认识这些人吗？
And over time, when the original disciples eventually pass away, but Christianity continues to spread.
甚至这些见过主的人，他们死以后，基督教还是在世上传开了。
And then the question has to come for all Christians, what does it mean to be a Christian and saved by Christ?
那么对所有的基督徒的问题就是，被主耶稣得救了以后，什么样的人才是主的门徒呢？
And so then this passage comes up where it talks about good fruit and bad fruit.
那么这段经文讲的是好果子和坏果子。
How does a good tree bear good fruit? How does a bad tree or diseased tree bear bad fruit?
好树怎么结好果子？坏树怎么结坏果子呢？
And so it's interesting because I'm not a botanist. I don't know much about plants or trees.
我不是个种树的人，我对树不了解。
But there is a way I can tell if something is good.
但是我能够辨别什么东西是好的。
So one of the things I find funny, especially during the summer, is that I try to learn a lot of tricks from people about fruit.
那夏天的时候呢，我跟一些人学到了很多关于水果的知识。
And specifically from the Chinese community, our community, I learned about how to pick watermelons.
特别是从我们中国人、华人当中，我学到了怎么样能够挑一个好的西瓜。
And so some people tell me, oh, you know, the little thing at the end has to be big, or it has to be very green.
那有的人告诉我，西瓜头上的那块必须是比较大，比较绿。
And then they say the bands on the side have to be very clear.
他们说这个西瓜上条纹要比较清晰。
Or like the white spot at the bottom has to be very big because that shows that the fruit is very heavy.
那么西瓜底下那块白的呢也要比较大，这样让这个越大呢，这西瓜就越重。
And so then I go to Costco pretending like I know how to get a good watermelon.
然后我就去Costco, 好像是我懂得怎么挑西瓜。
And so one by one I go poke 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 and I hit it on the side.
然后我一个一个敲这个西瓜。
And I listen for it very closely.
然后仔细听声音。
But it's all for show because there's other people around, so I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing.
因为旁边有很多人看着，我就故作行家的那样，好像我特别懂。
And so then I grab the watermelon that I think is best.
然后我就抓了这个我觉得最好的西瓜。
Oh, the stem is big and the white spot is big and the lines are very green.
它的每一个条件都符合。
And then I bring it home, but the only way I can tell if the fruit is good is after I open it.
我把西瓜带回家以后，我怎么知道这西瓜到底好不好呢？只能是切开来看了才知道。
And so then if I cut it open, it's mostly white with only a little bit of red, it's not a good watermelon, right?
如果西瓜切开以后都是大白瓤没有红的那肯定不是好西瓜。
But if I cut it open and it's almost all red and I taste it and it's very sweet, that's a good watermelon and a good vine.
如果切开西瓜里面都是大红瓤又很甜那肯定就是好西瓜。
You see, the interesting thing about this passage talking about good fruit and bad fruit, a lot of times it's actually talking about what is the value or the substance of a good fruit.
当这段经文讲好果子坏果子的时候它讲的是好果子和坏果子的价值。
Because to be honest, if you read the passage, right, it says this in verse 21 to 23.
在21到22、23节。
It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many works in your name? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
So what's so interesting about this section is that it's referencing the good and the bad fruit from the previous passage.
这三句经文它是延续上面好果子 和坏果子。
And it's showing that, hey, you can, you know, what is it? You can say Lord, Lord, and prophesy in God's name.
他说到有的人他会说主啊主啊并且奉主的名传道。
And that you can cast out demons in God's name.
并且奉主的名赶鬼。
And you can do many mighty works in God's name.
甚至奉主的名行许多异能。
So all the things that we would consider to be godly things, this person is doing.
这些都是我们世人眼里所看到的好像是信主的人他们的该做的。
They hold up the Bible, they say, I'm a Christian.
他们举着圣经说我是基督徒。
They say that I'm doing and following all of God's laws.
他们宣称我遵循神一切的律法。
They even say that they're able to cast out demons in God's name.
他们甚至宣称他们可以奉主的名赶鬼。
But then at the end when God judges them, he says, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
但是在主的眼中主说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
But you might think to yourself, well, they look like the good Christian.
你可能会奇怪这些人不就是基督徒吗？
Why are they considered bad fruit? Because they looked good, right?
为什么他们会被看作是坏果子呢？因为他们看起来还都挺好的呀。
The same way I pick out my watermelon, right?
就像我挑西瓜一样。
The outside looks absolutely beautiful.
西瓜外面好像非常的完美。
But if I cut it open and there's no flavor inside, then it's a bad fruit.
但如果我把它打开，这个西瓜瓤一点味道都没有，那就是个坏西瓜。
If the outside of the apple looks perfect.
如果西瓜外面看起来很好。
Or apple, 苹果。
如果苹果的外面看着很好。
But I cut it open, it's worms inside.
但是切开以后里面有虫子。
Or it's rotting.
或者已经烂了。
Or it's sour.
或者很酸。
Or bitter.
或者很苦。
It may look like a good apple.
看起来像好苹果。
But when I have tasted it, I know it's not good.
但是我尝过以后我知道是不好的。
That's what God is talking about for a Christian's life.
那就是主为我们讲的关于我们基督徒生活的事情。
The actions on the outside do not determine the value or the following of Christ on the inside.
我们外在的表现并不代表我们内在的 本质。
What's interesting is that there actually was a company that was open selling what we would call ugly fruit.
有个公司它专门卖的就叫做丑水果。
Because if you go to like Costco or you go to ShopRite or you go to any sort of like you know food store.
我们去超市的时候。
They all have to kind of look the same. Like an apple has to be a certain size, certain color. It can't be kind of weird.
他们卖的水果都有一个标准，必须有同样的大小，差不多的颜色。那些奇形怪状的，他们不会卖。
So this company said, hey, there are some fruit that doesn't look exactly like what you see at the grocery store.
那这个公司他就专门就去把这些超市里面不卖的这些水果。
And it doesn't look like it, but it tastes just as good.
他们认为这些水果呢，看起来不像超市卖的那么完美，但是呢，吃起来是一样的。
And so they sell these fruits even though they're misshapen, but the value, the taste after you eat it is exactly the same.
所以他们就去卖这种不好看的水果，因为他们认为这些水果吃起来都是很好的。
But then sometimes you might go to the supermarket, you pick out an apple that you think looks good.
有时候你去超市拿起一个苹果，看起来还不错。
And it's even shaped, but you open it and it just doesn't taste good.
但是你把它切开以后，尝一尝就觉得不好吃。
And so when God is talking about his believers, this is the issue that he is dealing with.
这个就是神告诉他的门徒的这个事情。
That Jesus Christ raises from the dead and now he has all these followers, but these followers have to determine what is their true worth. Are they good fruit or are they bad fruit?
耶稣基督从死里复活，他现在有了这些跟随的人，那这些跟随的人，他们应该知道他们到底是好果子还是坏果子。
And so it comes a point where we as Christians need to look inside of ourselves.
我们经常告诉基督徒来内省。
And we have to start considering, well, am I bearing good fruit?
我们要自己反省自己说，我有没有结好果子。
If according to scripture, according to Matthew chapter 7, doing the outward things doesn't mean being a good fruit, then what does?
那么如果按照马太福音七章这段经文告诉我们，在外在的行为不能表明我们是好果子，那什么能表明我们是好果子呢？
Because if you think about it, a lot of times we express our Christianity in the things that we actively do.
我们要知道我们在自己最常做的这些事情里面来表明我们基督徒的身份。
A lot of times we say, I've been a Christian for 20 years, right?
我们经常会说我信主二十年了。
I've never missed a single Sunday.
我没有一个主日不参加敬拜的。
I tithe.
我做十一奉献。
I spend hours serving, doing worship, speaking, doesn't matter.
我每周花很多的时间侍奉。
All the boxes of looking like a good Christian is all checked off.
所有那些一个好基督徒该做的事我都做了。
But if you look at Matthew chapter 7, it takes all the actions and it puts it down.
但是我们看到马太福音七章这些行为也列了出来，并且是没有被算作是基督徒的。
But Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 gives us what God considers to be good fruit.
但是在马太七章二十一节告诉我们说神他是怎么看待好果子。
And says this, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
See, in the beginning it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, calling God Lord, will enter heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father will enter into heaven.
注意看这节，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And so we as Christians now have to consider, well, what is the will of the Father?
那么作为基督徒，我们一定要知道天父的旨意到底是什么。
If God is saying, hey, the physical things don't matter as much, except for the ones that are doing the will of the Father, then we need to understand what is the will of the Father.
如果经文告诉我们这些外在的行为不重要，唯独遵行天父旨意的人才能进天国，那天父的旨意到底是什么？
And so then we have to start thinking, well, who is the person that did the will of the Father the best?
我们也要思考谁最遵行天父的旨意呢？
And of course, on Easter, we know that this person is Jesus Christ.
那么在复活节，我们很清楚地知道这个人是耶稣基督。
But you may say to me, but Jesus also said, Lord, Lord, he prophesied, he cast out demons, he did mighty works. What do you mean?
你也许会说，那耶稣他也会说主啊主啊，他也奉主的名传道，奉主的名赶鬼呢。
And that's where I think a lot of Christians may get confused.
我知道很多基督徒在这儿，他们是比较糊涂的。
We may want to emulate the actions of Christ.
我们只是想模仿耶稣的行为。
But we fail to understand the heart of Christ.
但是我们没有体会他的心肠。
And so now that we're talking about fruit, one of the key verses that comes to mind is actually Galatians chapter 5.
当我们讲到果子的时候，我们一定要注意加拉太书五章的经文。
And we're going to read verse 22 to 25.
我们要读22节到25节。
So let's read it in English first, and then we'll read it in Chinese.
读英文和中文。
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh along with his passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit.
加拉太书五章二十二节。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
You see, the fruit of the Spirit is what dictates what someone tastes when they interact with you.
那么圣灵所结的果子就是决定当一个人与你互动的时候他是什么样子。
You see, what's disappointing about church in general?
为什么教会很多时候会让人觉得失望呢？
It's because there's so many leaders or preachers that we like listen to or have heard of.
因为很多的教会的带领的人，还有这些做工的人，同工的人。
And we look at them, we say, oh, this must be a man or a woman of God.
我们看着他们觉得说，哎，这些人是肯定是属神的人。
But then we come in contact with them and it leaves a bitter taste in our mouth.
但是当我们跟他们接触的时候，我们会觉得非常的苦涩。
Like you see in news all the time, like pastors being caught for sexual abuse or like, you know, embezzling money. There's a bunch of bad things that happen.
很多的关于教会的不好的负面的报道，比如说牧师有这种性行为不洁，或者是贪污公款啊什么的。
And it disappoints us, right?
让人们很失望。
Because we say, well, they did all the things that a Christian is supposed to do.
因为他们好像做的都是外在的，都做得很足。
They cast out demons, they were speaking, they were prophesying, they were doing miracles.
他们奉主的名来传道，来赶鬼，甚至行异能。
How come now they're doing all these bad things?
他们为什么又能做出这些坏事呢？
And then the problem is that some people who claim to be Christians will hold up a Bible and say, I am here to defend God, to do things for God.
很多的人举着圣经说，我在此是捍卫神的，是为神做事的。
And what God is warning us about is that if they do not display the inner spirit of Christ, then they are not truly of God.
但是神告诉我们，如果他们自己的内心没有真正反映出主耶稣基督的品质，他们不是属神的人。
And what is the spirit of God is the fruit of the Spirit, what can be displayed, what can be shown, what can be tasted by those who are around us.
那么圣灵所结的果子体现的就是神的灵。
And the idea of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control is one that these are things that others can see within our Christian lives.
那么，像仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制这些品格，是别人在我们身上能够看出来的。
And if other people cannot feel these things from us, then are we truly good fruit or are we bad fruit?
如果这些品质外人无法从我们身上感受到，那么我们是好果子还是坏果子呢？
Because when you look at Christ, when he encountered people who were sinners, they felt these things from him.
当基督遇到世上的罪人的时候，这些人无一例外都从基督身上感受到这些品质。
Like when he meets the Samaritan woman.
比如说他遇到撒玛利亚妇人。
Or Zacchaeus.
或者
Zacchaeus, the little man, the tax collector.
的那个税吏。
Yeah, and then he goes and he encounters them and they feel the spirit within him and they eventually turn around and they follow Christ.
耶稣来到他们中间，让他们感受到自己身上这些美好的品质。这些人他们都受到耶稣的感动，愿意回转跟随他。
And you see, the important part is that when Jesus encounters people, they turn and they begin to follow him.
当耶稣去遇到这些人的时候，这些人无一例外的都回转跟随他了。
And they sense what Jesus is supposed to be, and they follow him, and they commit their lives to him.
他们感受到耶稣身上的这些品质，他们愿意心甘情愿的跟随他。
But you know, there was another group of people that did the same things that Jesus did.
另外一群人做的都是耶稣曾经做过的事。
Pharisees, right?
法利赛人。
They also prayed at temple, they prophesied, they did things in God's name.
他们也是在圣殿里祷告，他们也能够说预言、传道，他们也能够传神的律法。
However, when they encountered Christ, they didn't even recognize that Christ was God.
当他们遇到耶稣的时候，他们甚至没有认出来，耶稣就是神。
And so you can see that the two fruits look very similar.
这两个果子看起来差不多。
But the interesting part is in verse 21, it says, the will who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
但是最关键的就是马太福音七章二十一节，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Because when Jesus encountered sinners, he brought them to God, the
当耶稣遇到罪人的时候，他把罪人带到天父的面前。
Because his purpose was for the salvation of people.
因为他的目的是为了遵循天父的旨意来拯救世人。
Not to do the law.
不是来施行律法。
And what's interesting about the fruit of the Spirit is that at the end of verse 23, it says, against such things, there is no law.
有趣的是，圣灵所结的果子后半句，23节后半句说，这样的事没有律法禁止。
That the good fruit, what people taste from the good fruit, there's no law against it. It is the natural inclination of what people will taste when they encounter God.
当人们品尝到圣灵所结的果子的时候，没有律法禁止他们这样做。
And so when we think about our own Christian lives on this Easter,
当我们在复活节思考自己的基督徒的生命的时候，
we have to start thinking about, do I do the actions or do I have the Spirit of God?
我们不得不考虑，我们是做的是外在的行为，还是我们内在的品质。
And one of the interesting things is that the will of God is to bring the world to him, right? Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess.
我们要知道天父的旨意是让世人都能够认识归向他，这个万膝跪拜，万口称颂。
And the way that people encounter God many times is to by interacting with his people.
那么人们怎样遇到天父呢？很多时候是通过和天父的信徒来互动。
And if his people or the people that say they're followers of God do not show love, joy, peace, patience, then they're going to have a bad taste in their mouth.
如果这些所谓信神的人，他们没有让人感受到仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐等等这些美好的品德，而是让人们从他们身上感到苦涩的话，
then the will of God never gets fulfilled.
那么神的旨意就不会在他们身上得到满足。
It doesn't matter how many church meetings you go to, how many short-term mission trips, how much money you give.
不论你参加了多少教会的会议，不论你参加多少短宣，不论你捐献了多少钱。
If the inside doesn't change, then the fruit, even if it looks good, will be bitter.
如果你的内心不真正的改变，不，即使你外在做了很多的好行为，但是在别人眼中，别人跟你互动的时候，也是会感受到这种苦涩的。
Then it makes it difficult for us to say that we are good fruit.
那么我们就没有脸说我们是好果子。
Because when we encounter someone, they taste it. They say, oh, this is bitter. I don't like it.
因为我们遇到的人品尝了我们以后，觉得我们是苦的。
And then they go and they say, oh, Christians, they say and do one thing, but they live a different way.
他们会有这样印象，甚至会对别人说，这些基督徒说一套，做一套。
And so the message here is for us as Christians to understand that it's not just about the actions.
所以这里面的关键就是让我们能够知道做的事情并不重要。
But that it's the fruit within our spirits leads to these actions so that they may have impact.
那是我们内心，我们的灵里面，我们圣灵所结的果子带领我们，自然而然做出来的事情才能够达到果效。
It's kind of like if you cook a meal for someone.
就好比你给某人做饭。
And you have a husband or a wife and you cook it, and there's two ways that you can do it.
你给你的丈夫妻子做饭有两个方式。
One is that it could be a very delicious meal.
你可以做一个非常美味的大餐。
And you throw it in front of them.
扔到他们面前。
And you say, you better enjoy, I spent time on this.
你说你最好好好吃，我花了好多时间准备的。
The other person eating it may say, oh, it looks good, it smells good, but it doesn't taste so good because of the pressure, right?
那对方会觉得说，虽然色香味俱全，但是我吃起来有很大的压力，所以我也没有享受。
And so then sometimes there could be if you have kids, a small kid, right?
有时候你家里有很小的孩子。
And they make you something.
他们为你准备了一些东西。
Maybe first time baking.
也许是他们第一次烤一个点心。
And you eat it and it doesn't taste great, but because they spent the time and the energy and the love, you say, it's very good.
那么吃起来也许没那么好吃，但是因为他们花费的时间、精力和他们的爱心，让你觉得非常美味。
And the heart becomes full, right?
那你心里面就很满足。
The actions of them mixing and doing things may not have been the most professional.
他们所做出来的举动也许并不是最专业的。
But the love is felt.
但是他们的爱让你感受到了。
And so, brothers and sisters, we need to start thinking on this Easter.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在今天的复活节，我们要好好思考。
Do we give the same spirit to this world that Jesus Christ gave to the world?
我们给这个世界带来的灵里面的感受和耶稣基督带来的是不是相似呢？
Do we taste good when the world comes in contact with us?
当这个世人和我们互动的时候，他们觉得我们品尝起来有没有这么美味呢？
Or do we just hide behind the fact that we do things for church, or we think that we're doing things for God?
或者我们是不是只是藏在这样一种假象的背后，让自己觉得我们是在为教会做事情，为神做事情。
We spend time, we spend money.
我们花时间、精力和金钱。
But when other believers or non-believers come in contact with us, they leave with a bitter taste.
但是当其他的基督徒跟我们互动，或者世人跟我们互动的时候，我们的行为在他们身上留下一个很不好的印象。
And if that's the case, then we need to repent.
如果是那样的话，我们真的需要悔改。
Because scripture is clear, it says, every healthy tree in verse 17, Matthew chapter 7, verse 17 says, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit.
因为马太福音七章十七节说，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we look at our lives, especially before Christ and his sacrifice on Easter,
所以弟兄姐妹, 当我们在, 复活节的主日, 看自己的生活的时候,
and we also look at his resurrection in defeating sin and defeating death.
我们来思考主耶稣为我们死在十字架上, 为我们在十字架上复活, 战胜了死权。
Do we as Christians have the spirit and the flavor of good fruit coming from that sacrifice?
我们作为基督徒, 所谓的基督徒, 有没有从主耶稣基督的, 他的牺牲里面, 结出这种让世人能够感到好吃的果子呢?
Or do we taste bitter to somebody who comes in contact with us who are supposed to be representing Christ?
或者在那些知道我们代表基督的人面前, 在他们的品尝下, 我们是不是一个很不好吃的坏果子?
See, prophesying, casting out demons, doing mighty works is very important.
奉主的名传道, 奉主的名赶鬼, 这些都是重要的事情。
But they're only important if the Spirit is in the right place.
只有当主的灵在我们当中的时候, 他们才真正的重要。
And that Spirit is the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
那个灵它所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
If someone does all the actions but doesn't have the Spirit, then God may say, go away, for I never knew you.
如果一个人做了很多基督徒做的事情, 但是没有结这些果子, 那么在神那边神会说, 你们走开吧。
It doesn't matter what their title is or how many years they've done it.
不论他们的, 这个职分是什么, 不论他们做了多少年,
what God does is he looks at the heart and he says, do you truly have the heart of Christ within you?
神会看着他们的心问他们, 你们真的有主的心吗?
And so for us as Christians today, we must look at our own hearts and say, hey, have I grown sour? Or do I need to go back and start cultivating the fruit of the Spirit?
所以我们这些基督徒, 我们今天就要好好思考, 我们是什么味道? 我们有没有变得酸? 我们有没有变得涩? 我们有没有结好果子?
And so then, if we repent and we finally get the Spirit right, then the actions that we'll do will have more impact.
如果我们有这样的认罪, 悔改, 我们回转, 我们才能真正的, 有做, 在我们做的事情里, 才能够有果效。
So that when we do things and brothers and sisters interact with us,
当我们做事情, 当我们与人互动的时候,
or when a non-believer interacts with us when they hear about what we believe in,
当那些不信主的人, 他们知道我们的信仰, 与我们互动的时候,
they taste the fruit of the Spirit that God has put within us,
他会尝到神在我们里面, 圣灵所结的果子。
And God willing, they then turn their hearts to God and also receive the fruit of the Spirit.
在神允许下, 他们会回转, 归向主。
And then, and only then, is God's will fulfilled.
那么那个时候, 神的旨意就在我们身上显明了。
And so with that, let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we pray that you would help us cultivate the fruit of the Spirit.
亲爱的父神, 求你帮助我们, 在我们里面来培育圣灵所结的果子。
Would you give us the ability to do that?
求你给我们这样的能力。
For we need your strength in order to truly be good fruit in this world.
为了在这世上真正能结你的果子, 我们真的需要从你而来的大能。
May the things that we do be backed up and done because of the Spirit we have received from you.
让我们做的每一件事, 都因着我们与你的连结, 因着圣灵所结的果子而有效。
May it be done with a heart that seeks to see people saved and kneeling before you.
让我们做的每一件事都是遵行天父的旨意, 为了让万膝跪拜, 万口称颂。
We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice as well as your resurrection.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 为我们所做的牺牲, 为我们在死里复活。
That you would change us from the inside each and every day to be more like you.
求你从里到外改变我们，让我们每一天都更像你。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.